Peace talks for Syria are supposed to start in Geneva later this month, but a flare-up in tensions between two key regional and rival players might get in the way. Iran and Saudi Arabia are now in their corners of the ring after a senior Shiite cleric was executed in Saudi Arabia on Saturday. We told you about that earlier this week and how that sparked outrage in Iran. The ongoing Saudi military intervention in Yemen has also angered Tehran. Two questions we have: why is Saudi Arabia doing this right now? And who is calling the shots in Riyadh? Peter Salisbury spent years in the region as a journalist. He's now with the London-based think tank Chatham House.
A year ago, King Abdullah, who had been quite friendly with the West, died. And a lot of tension had been building up within the regime over perceived inaction on his part to push back Iranian influence in particular. And what we've seen in terms of a regional response is a much more aggressive Saudi Arabia, which is much more willing to use the military power that it's built up over the last two decades to intervene specifically in Yemen. And the message that's being sent right now is that they're willing to do it elsewhere. But this is all under the new guard, so under the new king, Salman, under the new crown prince, Mohammed bin Nayef, and under the new deputy crown prince, probably the most important person in Saudi policymaking right now, that's Mohammed bin Salman, Salman's son, who is the new defense minister, but is also realistically overseeing a lot of domestic reform, particularly on the economic side.
Yeah, so those are the three key players. King Salman, he's 80. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Nayef, he's 56. He's the nephew of the king. And then Mohammed bin Salman, we're not really sure how old he is, maybe 30, maybe 35. Of those three key players, who's actually calling the shots in Riyadh?
Well, certainly the perception is that Mohammed bin Salman is the most important of that group. The broad perception is that change in terms of domestic reform and change in terms of this new aggressive military outlook is really coming from Mohammed bin Salman.
Doesn't Saudi Arabia typically reserve positions of power for the oldest and most experienced members of the royal family? I mean, why give so much power to this inexperienced 30-year-old?
Well, when we talk about Saudi Arabia, we're still talking about an absolute monarchy with some consensus needed within the royal family itself. And what we've really seen is Salman coming in as king and shaking up the order of things, getting rid of one of his half-brothers, who was the crown prince, replacing him with someone from the next generation. And that's gone hand in hand with this totally new approach to the region and again to the economy domestically.
Meantime, Riyadh is using this hard power. You look at some of the decisions coming out of Riyadh and you wonder if it's trying to provoke Iran into a war. Is that really a serious option?
Well, I think you've got to tie the domestic in with the regional. One of the things that people have speculated, which seems to make a great deal of sense, is that there was this big change last year where you had this new king come in and you had generational change, which shook things up within the family and caused some consternation within the royal family itself. And what the Salmans, if you like, seem to be doing is using this new, more aggressive regional role to shore up support domestically and shore up support for the big changes that they're going to be making in the economy. So you've really got to see it first and foremost in that context, that the domestic political situation is one that will be at the forefront of their minds. And there was a perception among the Saudi public that Iran, which was always presented as this great threat, was getting the upper hand, was being allowed to become more and more powerful and influential across the region. So what we've seen really is a reaction, if you like, to perceived missteps in the past and taking the Iranians on, quote unquote. But in order to take the Iranians on, they're not really willing to enter into a direct war because that would be incredibly costly and it would probably be disastrous for the Saudis. The Saudi Arabia is a country of 26, 28 million people. Iran is a country of 80 million people. One is ready for war and one, as we've seen with the Yemen conflict, is not at all.
Peter Salisbury with the London-based think tank Chatham House. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.